And now it's time to say good morning to Unetsi as we talk nutrition. Unetsi, good morning and welcome to the show on this Thursday morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And Unetsi, we're talking iron today, a very important part of your diet, and spinach is your least favorite way of getting it in.
Definitely. Yes, as you said, it's very important. So this mineral actually helps to maintain healthy blood in our body. And if we are deficient of that, people would notice iron deficiency anemia. Mm-hmm. And currently, one of the most common nutrition deficiencies worldwide, and generally causing fatigue. Mm. So people would say, you know, they are extremely tired, they feel exhausted, lightheaded. And it can really affect all ages, whether you are a child or the elderly so it's really relevant to all ages in the population. So if we have a look what the function of iron in the body, it is a major component of hemoglobin, and it is a type of protein in the red blood cells that carries oxygen to lungs and different parts of the body. Yeah. So if you think about the carrying of oxygen, we can't really do anything without oxygen. Yeah, so without enough iron, there are not enough red blood cells to transport oxygen, and then that leads basically to the fatigue.
Okay.
And then iron is also part of myoglobin, that is a protein that gets carries and stores oxygen, especially in the muscle tissue. So that then specifically in the muscle area, that's also where it works. And then also important for your healthy brain development, growth in children, and the normal production of various cells in the body, as well as hormones. Mm, mm. So if we think about how we can consume iron in terms of food sources, we have got two groups. The one is called heme iron and the other one is called non-heme iron. So the one that obviously is most favorable and which the body absorbs the easiest would be heme iron sources, and mainly from our animal product like meat, poultry and seafood. So that's where you will find the heme iron. And then the non-heme iron is in things like whole grains, nuts, seeds, legumes, green leafy vegetables, but not as easily absorbed by the body as the heme sources. Mm-hmm. And then iron is basically stored as ferritin in your liver, your muscle, your spleen, your muscle tissues, and in bone marrow. And then if we look at how would doctors really measure your iron stores, is they can measure iron, or they will measure hemoglobin, hematocrit, or your ferritin stores. That's sort of a blood value that you can go and test to see if your iron stores are really what you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that I know that when you go and donate blood, for instance, they do an iron test and they check that your blood has got enough iron in it. Otherwise, they won't take your blood.
Yes, because obviously they will deplete you basically from precious red blood cells if you're then willing to donate that. Yes.
So in other words, you can't donate if you're already depleted.
Yes, yes. Definitely. Okay. So then just quickly, if we have a look at the recommended daily allowance, so if we want to double check ourselves, how much iron are we getting on a daily basis? So a man needs about 8 milligrams of iron. A woman needs 18 milligrams of iron.
Okay.
A pregnant woman needs 27 milligrams of iron.
Sure.
Yeah, and then lactating women will need 9 milligrams extra on top of the normal amount. And that's really because of the fact that when you are pregnant, that you require more blood circulation during pregnancy, and obviously for all hormonal function. That's why a woman's needs will be higher than a man's.
Right.
And also in children, actively growing children, also larger amounts. Boys about 11 milligrams, girls about 15 milligrams. So that's sort of what we need on a daily basis for good stores.
Okay.
With food sources, so if we have, I mentioned the heme and the non-heme sources, but the heme sources that the body will grab onto and store better absorbed would be things like your oysters, clams, mussels, and then organ meats rich in heme iron, chicken livers rich in heme iron, as well as beef, poultry, and then things like canned sardines, canned tuna. So those are really good sources of iron.
You know, we mentioned jokingly about spinach earlier as one of the vegetables, and you also mentioned your livers and things like that, and those aren't people's favorites. You know, some people enjoy them, but a lot of people don't, which makes iron, you know, not a favorite one to get into the body.
Yes, it's not easy. And I think many people, you know, although they're not vegetarian, but they're not really fond of meat, whether it's red meat or chicken. It's not really their favorite thing to eat. So obviously those will be people that's higher at risk for things like iron deficiency anemia.
Mm-hmm.
And then our non-heme sources, which will be your beans, your lentils, your spinach, nuts and seeds. And then obviously these days, cereals gets fortified with iron, bread gets fortified with iron. But then this is also in conjunction with non-heme sources, which is, less absorbed than your heme source, which makes it a little bit more difficult. And then, to top of the, I was thinking, so there's two things that can inhibit the absorption of iron, and that is your tannins. And phytates. So tannins is tea and coffee. So if you think about cereal goes with tea or coffee, a slice of toast goes with tea or coffee.
Okay.
And then the tannins from the tea actually inhibits the non-heme iron source of being absorbed. So we actually want to take you always want a little bit of a time frame between maybe tea and an iron supplement, for instance, and I'll speak about supplements now. But then the one thing that enhances the uptake of iron is vitamin C. So maybe rather have cereal and a little bit of orange juice, or cereal, if you are somebody that takes vitamin C on a daily basis, do it like that, because it makes the absorption of iron better then. It enables the body to absorb it better.
Right. So vitamin C actually assists in the absorption process.
Yes, it does. Okay. So if you take an iron supplement, then not a bad idea to take it maybe in conjunction with vitamin C. And maybe sometimes even the supplements might add vitamin C into the supplement, basically for that specific reason of making the absorption of the iron better.
Oh, that also makes sense.
Yes. So just to try and make iron supplementation a little bit easier. So yes, we can take iron supplements, especially if you are concerned, if you know your iron levels are low, or if you are maybe concerned that you don't get enough, you can take a small amount. But then if you read the iron labels, it might be confusing. So you will see on a label, they will always have something like ferrous sulfate or ferrous fumarate or ferrous gluconate. So because they add it in conjunction with a salt, but so there will be a high number on the label, and then there will be a smaller number on the label. So the higher number will always be the one that is in conjunction with a salt, like ferrous sulfate. But then you'll see elemental iron. And that is really the compound that we want to be a good number.
Right.
So it will be smaller, but that's the elemental iron. That's what your body basically will absorb.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to buy. So if you are there on wherever you are, and you're in front of the iron shelf, and you see all the ones, look for the ones that got the highest amount of elemental iron, and then maybe keep the RDA in mind. So if you are a woman, you know, 18 milligrams at least, a male, 8 milligrams. So that's sort of an easy, good guide for you to make a relatively informed choice when you stand there in front of the shelf.
And is it possible to overdose? You know, can you get too much iron? You know, is it possible to eat too much spinach?
there are upper levels of iron, but it's rather high. It's like 47, 49 milligrams of iron. So, yes, you can and have too much. And also, Pete, there's something called hemochromatosis where the body stores too much iron. But that's sort of really
It's very uncommon.
It'll be real.
Okay, yeah. it's more the exception. Okay.
Yes, yes, it's definitely more the exception to the norm, yes. And then just to mention some of the iron deficiency anemia signs. So fatigueness, weakness, maybe lightheadedness, even things like confusion, loss of concentration. You are very sensitive to cold. There's a shortness of breath, a rapid heartbeat, and you will also see your skin is paler. If you look at your nails and you press on them, if you press on your nail and it stays white for a very long time and doesn't become immediately red, or if you pull away your eyelid and it's rather pale and not a good pink, then that is sort of made, and then hair loss, brittle nails, all of those things are clinical signs that we can see to know that we have got a lower iron deficiency.
Okay, and then you obviously need to either change your diet or take supplements.
Yes, or maybe just if you have any of these symptoms, maybe not a bad idea to go to your doctor. Maybe you can just double check that your iron levels are okay, and because it's always a good idea to a goal-directed approach. You know, if you suspect something, rather go to a GP to help you. We've got blood tests to show us exactly what's going on in our body. No need for us to wonder about things and try stuff on our own.
Yeah. Obviously, that makes sense. And, you know, likewise, any of the advice that and the information that you give out must be confirmed. You know, don't just go and decide one day because you push your nail, oh dear, it's staying white, and you head off to the chemist and you load up with iron tablets.
Iron, for sure.
Because there might be something else that a doctor or a nutritionist might be able to pick up.
Yes, so obviously for us, it's dietitians, clinical signs for iron deficiency would be if you can see it in nails and your sort of your pale skin and the inside tissue of the eyelids, you can physically see it. But with all of that said, we would also all confirm it with something like a blood test to double check that your suspicion is really true.
Right. You might pick something up yourself, but go to an expert to confirm it.
For sure.
Well, that always makes sense. And So iron being very, very important, and you know, part of what keeps us going. Any sort of tips on? Well, you mentioned, you know, how we can get it in, but also cooking your foods. You know, I'm just thinking spinach as this one that just keeps coming up. But obviously, depending on how you cook as well, would determine whether what you're eating is actually effective.
Yes, I think if you just, I go back to that, the plate, many times I speak about the plate format. And if you at least have a portion of protein in conjunction, then we can take it to green leafy vegetables, whatever your choice might be, and an very easy addition for vitamin C in terms of warm food is something like tomato. So I think if you have meals like that on a regular basis, obviously your chances of being deficient is also not that great. So trying to have a protein source on a daily basis. And then if you are the person that is not the meat eater and organ meats are not number one on your list.
Mm.
Maybe focus then on, even if it's the non-heme sources, maybe like your green leafy vegetables mm-hmm. with legumes that include tomatoes in that mix, so that you can make sure that even if it's a non-heme source of iron, that what is there mm-hmm. is readily available, easier for the body to absorb. And then maybe just wait a little bit with that cup of tea after mm-hmm. you had your supper, just to get the tomato with the legumes and the green leafy vegetables to be absorbed in a proper way.
Right, right.
Yeah, and so get them done. An easy guide, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. So in a nutshell, iron deficiency, if you do have a good balanced diet and eating plan, iron deficiency would probably be one of the things you wouldn't really need to worry about.
No, I really think it's really, if you are maybe the extreme athlete, if you maybe go for renal replacement therapy, if there's other chronic diseases that you are battling with, maybe then. Then also you would probably know already that you have to take that supplement.
That's
because
it.
Of the fact that you are an athlete you go for renal replacement therapy, or you had severe surgery and there was big blood loss, or whatever the scenarios might be. But that would be also extreme cases where you would already have medical guidance in terms of, hopefully, in terms of supplementation of iron. Yes.
And that makes a lot of sense. And Lunetzi, if somebody wants to reach you, how do they go about it?
They're more than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Tunetzi.
Great. Tunetzi, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and looking forward to chatting next week Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you then. Cheerio. Bye-bye. That's Tunetzi with today's nutrition chat, talking about iron and very important in our diet and making sure that our body works right.